Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
I am sad to report. No, you're not. I can tell by you saying that.
No, I am.
Well, this time you are?
Yeah. I'm sad to report that October 22nd, which is today, is designated as International Stuttering Awareness Day. Associated Press.
Boston Globe.
Is this why you're sad?
Yeah.
Because you knew this was coming?
Lawyers.
Guns and money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dad, get me out of this.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to report that's probably not all we got.
No, I forgot.
No, there's another one that
I know he's gonna
that
do this
rarely
early.
Gets played. Might be my favorite.
ZZ Top?
No.
Thank you, Petey.
I know the one you're talking about. I know the one Craig's talking about.
What?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I don't even know how to describe it.
I don't either.
Well, just tell me what it is and I'll play it.
Well, we don't know how. Each and every one of you individually are asses. Collectively, you are an ass.
That
was good.
It's the song,
Craig.
It's the song that Craig likes.
Don't throw any daggers at me.
What song? Type in Craig stuttering song.
Because I didn't think you were going to do this, simply because this was obviously coming.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, the audience wants to hear it. I mean, unless you have a stuttering problem, you think this is kind of a rude bit. But the rest of us is but see, Craig doesn't help because he laughs at his bit. Is it called Craig Stuttering Song? Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, here it is. Oh, yeah, okay. You remember that this is Craig's favorite?
I think this is the one he's talking about.
Okay.
It may be just because we don't hear it very often.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you get that from, Craig?
Associated Press.
Okay, good. Actually, somebody emailed that to me. I didn't know October 21st every day is every year is National Stuttering Day.
International.
Somebody emailed me that and said us that and said help Craig celebrate. And I clicked on, reminded you. I said, damn it.
International.
Yeah.
What would be really funny is if somebody called and stuttered in a different language.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be freaking hilarious.
But would we know?
Yeah, depending on the language, we may not know.
True.
So this day is intended, the International Stuttering Awareness Day. This day is intended to raise public awareness of stuttering.
And we just did.
Oh, we do it.
It's our PSA.
More than once a year.
Right. We have a full-time news guy that stutters.
If someone close to you stutters, make sure you make fun of them mercilessly, too.
Right. That way they're aware of it.
Right. Yeah. Lest they forget that impediment in their speech.
Stuttering apparently affects 1%
it is horrible,
though, of the world's population.
It's horrible that we make fun of it.
1%?
That's what it says here.
You got to make fun of the 1%. What the hell?
We just got lucky enough to get one for our news guy.
Yeah, man.
What are the chances?
He's more of a stammerer. Craig didn't really stutter in real life that much.
Well, now it turns out that stammering and stuttering are the same thing.
Got it. All right.
Stammering, the word stammering is more often used in the UK, Ireland, and India. Stuttering is the term used in North America or Australia.
There was a guy when I was growing up that stuttered, and our group of guns, a bunch of people hung out at this park. We hung out there all the time as kids, and I remember people being merciless to this guy. I even think about it later on. I never watched one of those, believe it or not. This is a different kind of thing we do on the show here. But, I mean, he would start to do something, and then, like, eight guys would go, they just, like, mouth back what he was doing. And I just remember thinking, this is what people do. We abuse the hell out of each other. But now looking back, that was really hardcore. Really hardcore. Because he would go into real stuttering fits.
Yeah.
And like eight or nine guys would just right back at him. They'd parrot him right back. I'm sure he didn't like that.
Really?
Oh, no, when you're young and vulnerable,
you love stuff like that.
Exactly.
You crave the attention.
Unfortunately, everybody got picked on back in the day, whatever problem they had.
Yeah, they all liked it.
No, nobody liked it.
Oh, I'm sure somebody
did. It's funny. I actually went to a high school where nobody picked on anybody.
Oh, yeah?
High school was not a time where
people was in high school.
Found your weakness and abused you about it constantly.
Those high schools don't exist.
No.
I just keep wanting a reason to say, did I stutter?
I know. I got a buddy of mine that always says that to this day. Craig never says that. We would say, yes, you did.
So Pussy went to the original Safe Space High.
Yeah. No kidding. Oh, it was totally like that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was nice. Nobody made fun of anything.
Well, you went to a small school, too. It's probably easier to get made fun of because there's only a certain amount of group of people. When it came to bigger schools, you could hang out with your group.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, you might get hammered as a group, but you don't get hammered in your own little
group. Yeah, it was easier
group.
To disappear into the crowd.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You found your group and you hung with them.
Yeah. No. Crowd of 4-H animals.
Right.
That was not happening at my high school.
The future farmers didn't get together?
No, yeah, they did. I wasn't a member. But, disappearing into the crowd.
Because you already were a farmer. You didn't need to be a future farmer.
You were in the 4-H your...
Not a farmer.
Yeah. Sheep.
No sheep.
Yeah.
No sheep.
Had I gone to a bigger school, I could have hung out with more briefcases and saxophones.
In the morning.
Than just the couple that I knew.
there was another person that carried a briefcase?
And a saxophone?
One other guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Safety is in numbers.
Yeah, but
not when it's only two.
Right. I could have gone to a school where there were maybe like 50 guys in my class that had briefcases and saxophones.
Yeah, I would have been a
school. At the biggest school in the world, there's not 50 briefcases.
No, I didn't see one. No, I did see one. I remember one dude. Yeah,
I remember two. One guy was very smart, and the other guy was the drug dealer.
A briefcase had little vials in there, a little weed. Yeah.
Okay. From what I heard, I never knew the guy, but you know, he was the guy. Oh, that's the guy.
He had a briefcase full of weed.
I don't know, but that's what I was told. That's the guy.
No, I remember
the well-dressed guy with the well-dressed older guy with the briefcase.
Older guy,
enterprising young lad.
Yeah, well, older for us in junior high.
That's funny.
There was a nerd guy in my class that left to go to another high school that was like 10 times bigger than the high school I went in. And he found a place where he could fit in.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said for bigger schools.
You would have fit in just if you left the frickin' briefcase at home and just usually carry your books like we did. Because we didn't have backpacks.
That wouldn't have helped.
Todd and I went to time we didn't start.
Thanks, Dr. Hindsight.
Yeah, that wouldn't have
How about your dad saying, how about Larry saying, hey, son, leave the briefcase at home?
Because it wouldn't have helped.
Yeah,
if he would have left it at home, it would have helped.
He knew there were 9 other things that kids would have made fun of him about.
Make it that.
Oh, yeah, zero in on the briefcase.
Right, zero in on a briefcase.
I got it. So happy Stuttering Day. Well, you don't call it that, right?
Stuttering awareness.
Okay. Well, we're aware, obviously.
Yeah.
I wish Tyler were around when
I wouldn't have picked on you. I didn't pick on people, man.
No, you would have helped me.
No, well,
let's not go that far.
No,
you would have been my bodyguard.
No, I would have been.
He would have made fun of you behind your back, not to your face.
I did not.
You would have been the.
I was a friend of all those guys. I was a friend of all the different groups of people. I didn't care.
See this freaking Todd guy with his briefcase?
Right.
Jesus.
I might have laughed.
He's a nice enough guy to.
But
a briefcase?
I mean, I'll be nice to his face, but Jesus Christ.
What kind of nerd carries a briefcase? Jesus.
Well, that's a good point. I would have said that, yes. But everybody would have said that.
Is it a joke? No. He, like, actually, I mean, it's like his
actually
thing.
Brings a briefcase.
It's not ironic or anything.
No.
He believes in the briefcase.
Yeah, is.
But backpacks were not cool then.
No, we didn't have backpacks in high school. Todd, No, we didn't. Even
I wish
Craig
we did.
So do I. I got one as soon as I went to college, but he started wearing them. But nobody had backpacks in high school.
Backpack.
Sorry.
Yeah, maybe it's more of a sign of the times, but I don't remember anybody in high school carrying a briefcase.
No. Nobody carried a high school. Well, I think there was one kid that carried a briefcase in my high school, and man, he was really a nerd.
I don't remember.
And I don't think he was Todd. Todd was had to be cooler than this guy.
Oh, probably not.
No, this guy was a complete nerd.
I don't remember.
I think he's a college professor now. I think about it. I think he actually went to Notre Dame. I remember this guy.
Did you go to high school during the backpack era?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I don't even remember like a teacher carrying a briefcase or anything. You know, there was I don't even remember seeing one around the high school at all. And there were upwards of 120 students to see people.
There were upwards of four or five teachers, probably.
Yeah.
If you're teaching farming, why the hell you have a briefcase?
Yeah,
that'd
you
be
wouldn't.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Now, do the kids still throw 50 pounds of crap in backpacks?
Todd, my daughter's backpack, I yell at her all the time. I said, this is dangerously heavy. But all the kids, because they don't time the stop at the locker between classes. I said, come on.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. But don't, hey, you had two daughters. Argue with a daughter.
I don't.
You can't. Right.
Yeah, no, you have time to stop.
It is so heavy. Yeah. I can't believe how heavy it is, her backpack.
They don't have time to stop at their locker and socialize between classes. So they choose to socialize and put 40 pounds of crap. You know,
40.
There's more crap in their school backpack than when I'm going for 3 days up in the mountains.
Yes. Oh, easily. Guys go to basic training with less of a backpack than this thing is.
My kids were both. My sons and my daughters are the same way.
Dad. That's all I get, so I don't talk about it anymore.
They still have books? I mean.
Oh, tons of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not in Texas.
I didn't know if it was all digital.
No, I didn't mean they're burning them. No.
So at some point, you're just like, fine, it's your spine. Do what you want with it.
It's too.
Yeah, in Texas, it's not quite as heavy because they take out parts of like.
I didn't bring books home.
Hillary here.
Yeah.
Hillary never existed.
That's right. Yeah.
Whitewashed
it. Things like that.
Slavery's cool.
We don't learn about American history. We learn about Texas history.
Damn right.
That's all that freaking matters.
That is true. Get a rope.
Happy Stuttering Day, Craig.
Stuttering Awareness Day.
Well, let's make it a positive. Yeah, Happy Stuttering Day.
Let's celebrate you.
You can actually get a gig reading the news with a stuttering disability.
Well, and, you know, telling people baseball players' names and
that's right.
Car numbers. Yeah. And
how was the MMA fights? Anybody?
It was a hoot.
Any crazy names?
Yeah.
So Hispanic guys, what?
No, a guy from Tajikistan.
Whoa, how'd you say that?
How'd you say Tajikistan?
Yeah, you nailed that. You nailed that.
Yeah.
What was
Nurik Mahmoudzadeh.
Man, pretty good.
What's his name? Is his name.
Yeah, you face your fears every day by reading that stuff off.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily stutter when you read. I don't, at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you probably have a guy tell you a couple of times how to pronounce it.
Yeah. I went over it with him and had lots of notes just for that one word.
But you're not comfortable saying that you beat stuttering.
No, because I didn't, because I still stutter, as is evidenced.
No.
Associated by stuff like
press.
That. Boston Globe.
Just on occasion.
How often does it need to be?
How?
How often does it need to be?
I think it needs to be epidemic.
October 22nd every year, International Stuttering
Day. Daily. So we can have more material.
We got it.
Yeah. Instead of the same 12 clips.
Same 12.
Isn't that enough?
Same 12.
Yeah, but on average, he only gives us like a clip a month.
That's true.
Even, well, hopefully less than that.
It's been a while. Do we know what the freshest one is right now?
I'm looking now.
Can we sort by date?
Yeah, I don't know. What's let's see what you say here. I forgot about this.
I'm afraid of it.
No, I don't even know. I don't think it was that.
Oh, there was another one you forgot to play, too.
Was there?
Mm-hmm. No. Probably one of your favorites.
Hang on here.
A dating website is looking for, well, looking to help you out.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nah, I don't know about that. That was more mocking than celebrating.
It kind of was.
That was more mocking.
You're right.
Than celebrating.
I lean towards mocking, which I don't do. I don't do.
Except when you do.
Right.
However long ago, is that it?
That one sounded kind of dickish.
Yeah, it was. And I apologize completely for that one.
To the Jews.
That was way too hardcore of me to say that.
Is it the stabbing, Craig?
No.
No.
Stabbing your lover.
Minnie Ripperton?
I did Minnie Ripperton earlier. Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one.
Oh, it is? That is my favorite, by the way.
They didn't magically, you know, however long ago they printed up these ballots.
Yeah. Okay. You and Minnie Ripperton.
So,
let's wrap it up
people.
Dogs heard that.
Good times. Be aware of stuttering, people.
And don't make fun of people. It's rude.
That's more aware than ever.
In real life, it's rude.
Yeah. That's
unless
right.
You know them well enough.
And as I look around the room, I see that we are celebrating Fall Hat Month.
Yeah. You could, we celebrate hat
summer
month
hat,
year round.
Spring hat, and winter hat, too.
For us, it's just hat
it's
month.
Hat month. Get a hat on.
Every day is a hat day. It's the same
it
hat,
is.
Too, usually.
We don't have time to do our hair.
Very often.
We don't have time to do our hair.
The same handful. Right. Oh, hats.
Oh, yeah. Even when I got time to do my hair, I still wear a hat.
Yeah. Craig, you wear a different hat all the time in here.
No, there's just a rotation of a handful.
You do, yeah.
And they're all just sitting there.
You have a normal size head.
Well,
this guy's a big head. Had to find one hat. I wear it thin until I buy another one.
Yeah.
Now I do have this hat, and then I have a golfing hat.
You got a hat on,
and I got a fishing hat, and I got a hat. I don't mind getting all sweaty, so I take that one to the gym. So I do switch hats every.
Got
once
a yoga
in a while.
Hat. Got pretty a yoga good. Hat.
No. There I wear a headband.
Okay.
Cause you
yeah, because the brill would hit the floor on your downward
yep.
dog, right?
Yep.
Or the bill.
Or the hat would fall off.
What the hell am I talking about?
The hat would just fall off when you're doing inverted stuff.
Yeah.
You got that one hat that the brim hits the ground when you just look down.
Yeah. Tyler's got a deep sea fishing hat.
Yes, I do.
Do you still have that?
I don't know.
You fit a family of 10 underneath
yeah,
that hat.
Yeah, it's I keep it over the picnic table in the summer. That's how big that hat is.
Put some legs on it. It's a pop-up tent for tailgating.
New survey from the Sex Expo asked people, 500 people over 18.
Where's the Sex Expo going
it's on
these
the
days?
I don't know.
That's a website?
Yes.
500 people over 18.
Yeah, so as Dr. Mina would say, not a whole lot of people.
Well, it looks like a lot of states have sex expos, according to my Google search.
New survey from the Sex Expo, and that is actually a website, it might be a .com thing, asked 500 people over 18 about their kinks and fantasies. It turns out that 26% of respondents said that they would like to try electronic stimulation or toys that deliver electrical shocks. Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing. You mean like little electric cattle prod in your nipples or something
I'm
like that?
I'm giving you the information
the jumper cables.
I have.
Yeah, or
I don't think no. Getting shocked at any point sucks. Even like you know, walking stocking feet and on a rug and grabbing a refrigerator or something like that. I don't like that feeling.
Oh, God, the doorknobs to the studios in the winter around here are awful.
Yeah.
And I curse at them every day.
You don't want your vibrator shorting out.
God. Yeah. Every time Push touches the doorknob in the winter, he goes, oh, God.
He does.
It's crazy.
And he's not even putting his balls on there.
I hate
Not that you know.
I hate when that happens. Yeah.
Now, that is just a quarter of us who say, maybe give that one a try.
That's not us.
That seems like a lot.
I think a lot of times the static electricity will stimulate Puss's butt plug.
It seems to.
You got to go with the rubber or the plastic.
What am I dragging my butt on the carpet like a dog?
No, it's metal. No, when you touch it, goes right to
you. You got to stop wearing the metal ones. You got to stop trying to be all fancy.
I know. Get a good rubber stopper up there.
Or glass. Go with glass.
Oh, that could break down.
Those are spendy.
That sounds dangerous.
No, that glass isn't going to break. I mean, he could clinch as hard as he wanted to, and he's not going to break that glass.
Well, he can't clinch like he used to.
No, he can't.
No,
he
but
can't.
He can still clinch.
He can clinch.
But we do appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
It is the effort that counts.
And I appreciate you appreciate
it. Keep trying.
So 26% of us said that they'd like to try electronic stimulation or toys that deliver electrical shocks.
Nope.
We are not in that group.
Nope.
What's that little device you put on, like someplace it hurts? Nerves? TENS devices?
Makes your muscles twitch and tense like that.
I don't think I'd want something like that on my junk, and that's what this sounds like.
A fifth of the group, 20%, expressed interest in, and some people are going to have to look them up, look this up for themselves, and probably not at work, but 20% of the people surveyed expressed an interest in trying pegging.
Well, we have a lot of our listeners that love to be pegged.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's 20%.
20%.
I bet you it's higher.
Well, you're just judging the ones who have reached out.
Right.
That doesn't surprise me, 20%. I don't think that's high at all.
Keep in mind, this is just expressing an interest in making and trying it.
Getting pegged or pegging?
Yes.
Look it up.
And I may have given you the proper answer because they weren't just asking men or women.
Oh, no, we've had some rave reviews about it.
Have we?
The dudes are being pegged, right?
Oh.
By the way, you can't get pegged by a guy because that's just having sex with a guy. This is a woman on a guy. Well,
yeah, you're going to wear the fake penis, right?
It's fake.
You could.
Yeah, but I don't think that's called pegging.
That's called gay sex.
That's called...
Right.
Thank you, Puss.
No.
Why isn't that called pegging?
Yeah.
That's called gay sex.
I think what Todd is thinking
is what?
Is that if you, just used the...
But then why would you... If you have a real one, why would I want that?
I can't answer that either. I don't know why
maybe you draw the line between gay sex and...
Let's just go what we think pegging is. It's a girl with a... That's it. That's what we do.
Perfect sense.
I don't want a meeting.
There's a large portion of the audience that knew exactly what he was talking about.
We all know it. Just Google pegging.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.